Talk Radio.
This morning, and whenever God shines his light on you, yeah, it's a beautiful thing, I tell you. And not only is it beautiful, but God is able to see us through any and everything that we think we may go through. Yeah, he's there all the time. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us until the end. I'm grateful unto him this morning. Because he's got all power, and all we have to do is believe, trust and believe. And look, God will make a way out of no way. He'll open doors. Guess what? He's a healer. he's more than we need. And if we'll trust him this morning, depend on him. We can't depend on ourselves, because without him, we can do absolutely nothing. But with him, all things are possible. And so we're thankful unto Almighty God this morning for what he has done already. Yeah, and what he's about to do. Great and mighty things for us. Yeah, I depend on him. I don't have no one else who can do exactly what he can. Yeah, I don't know anybody that have that type of power. Yeah, in the midnight hour, they can be here and everywhere at the same time. I don't know anyone like that. So I'm thankful unto Almighty God this morning, again, for being on our side in spite of us, for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. He's the one that we can cast our cares upon him, for he is the one that careth for us today. Yeah, he made us the head and not the tail. He made us above and not beneath. He also made it possible that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yeah. He also said that we're more than conquerors through his son, Jesus Christ, that loves us. He loves us because the Father loves us. And when I tell you it's a beautiful thing today, hallelujah, to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, all to rest upon his promise, his promise is, all just to know, thus says the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, whew, precious Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we think on these things and we stay focused, we're more than blessed if we can stay focused. But many times we don't stay focused because so many things come in this life. So many things come in the run of a day. Yes. Sometimes bad things happen. We get bad news. And when we get news, we immediately see what the natural can do. But we must learn that when we get what we call bad news, run to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And sometimes God allows things to happen, bad things to happen, so that we can come to him, so that we'll remember he is Almighty God that have all the power. There's no higher power. Yeah, prayer is the key. Yeah, faith is what unlocks the door. Hallelujah. If we'll believe, it's already done. Because God hears every word we say. And while we're calling upon him, he's already on the way. I found it out for myself. Prayer will fix it every time. Yeah, I can go to him about any and everything. I heard a prayer. A man was telling me yesterday to sit to have prayer, take a moment, and act as if God was right sitting, Jesus was sitting right next to me, and talk to him like I was seeing him face to face talking to him. And let me tell you something. That's what I do. I just talk to him. I don't make no special way to go to him. I thank him for what he's already done. I repent. I pray for others. Pray for my family and friends. And then I go to prayer for whatever it is I'm seeking him for. Lord, give me the message for Jesus in the morning for your people. Yeah, Lord, let me be a blessing today. Use me today to be a blessing. Yeah, because I know many, I can raise my right hand because I'm guilty. We've gone to him for stuff and things. We've gone to him for what we want him to change. And we tell him how we want him to do it, but we can't do that either. Because we don't know what's best for us. We don't know what to pray. We don't know what's best for us. So we have to give it all to him. Yeah. Solomon wrote over in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him. He's going to direct our path. And many times we stop right there. But if you go on down to verse 7, it says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Any evil thoughts, any evil thing that we know we're doing, let it go. Stop doing it. Tell God about everything you need. Tell him about everything you want. And some people don't ask God for stuff. Yeah, they say they're saved and all of that. And they don't ask him for nothing. Yeah, I've heard people say, well, I haven't asked God for too much. What you mean? Well, how you getting by? How is it that you really know he's a healer? How is it that you know he's really God? You don't ask nothing. And without him, you can't do nothing. So How are you getting by? And some people, they think that sound good. Yeah. And some people, they treat him like they treat people. He's not like people. He's a spirit. He's our heavenly Father. And his word said, he inspired man to write it and leave it for us. We have not because we ask not. But many try to do it in their own strength. They try to keep themselves from evil. No way. You must have the spirit. And the spirit of God to keep you. I taught Shante this. When it comes to a man, when it comes to a woman, in relationship, it's the spirit of the Lord that keeps a man or a woman. So if you married and he don't have the spirit of God and you find out he's cheating, don't need to be surprised. He don't have what would keep him from those things. If you find him lying, if you're a man and you're married to, you know, a woman, if you find her lying, if you find her cheating, if you find her with a baby from another man, no need to be surprised. She don't have the spirit of God leading and guiding her. And if that's not the case, there's nothing evil she can't do. Same thing with the man. There's nothing evil a man can't do. So we must have Jesus. We must have the spirit living on the inside of us. Yeah. And we can't just go to the altar and ask him to come into our hearts and live. Ask him for a spirit. It's a gift. He will give us the gift. I believe it was on the day of Pentecost when Peter stood up and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. So we got to have the Spirit of God living in us. It's not just that the Spirit will cause you to speak in tongues. It's not that the Spirit will cause you to lift your hands and say thank you. But the Spirit of God operates in your everyday life if you allow him to. He will tell you which way to go, which way not to go. I'm telling you the honest truth. He will tell you to stop, go, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't put that there. Don't question them. So much is going on in the world. People with a natural mind, that's what they think on. They think on the things of the world that they believe will keep them safe. And I often say, where's God? When are they going to allow God to do his job? Because they're doing God's job for him, they think. No way. No way. But this morning, we are back to this. We must stay focused, because if we don't stay focused on God, we're going to lose out. There's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. We think we're doing something. Now, yes, God will give your spirit, will give you things and tell you what to do. And when you speak, we must obey. But even in that, we got to be careful. And make sure it's the spirit of God and not our natural flesh that's acting up and showing out and telling us what to do. Because one thing I was taught is that the spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, he's a gentleman. And he just don't do any and every old thing in every old kind of way. Yeah. God is faithful to us. And he wants us to be faithful to him. So I need to be faithful and acknowledging him in all my ways. It's him that's going to direct my path. Yeah. He's going to direct my path if I can but trust him. Yeah, Lord. God is faithful. He's good to us. He make ways where we don't see anyway. And so we should look to the hills from which cometh our help. We should look to God for everything, because all our help comes from him. We don't wake ourselves up in the morning. It's just a friendly reminder this morning. Any good thing that you've done, that wasn't you. That was God in you, if you haven't. I often said, anything good I've done, God did it through me. I can't take the credit for it. My mind don't even operate like that. I have have to let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. I have to walk in the spirit that I don't fulfill the lust of my flesh. Because if I start walking in the natural, then I'm going to be like other people who say this and that about God, and I got him and this and that, and he called me and he blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be lusting. Next thing you know, I got the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. I'm lusting. Next thing you know, I got the Mercedes, the Jaguar, the Rolls Royce. That's my car, the Rolls. So once I begin to lust, everything going to come into play. The house, the car, the money. When I know anything, I'm doing illegal stuff to get money. I'm cheating people. I'm begging people to pull the money out of their pocket so I can have it in my, just all kind of stuff. Then I'm fooling around with men that I'm not married to, because lust covers a multitude of things we'll do. It's not just sex or sexual. It's many different things. I done went back to work. God done set me down. I done got up and went back out there fooling around. I done went back to school fooling around. Because I'm walking in the natural Barbara. I'm no longer walking in the spirit, in the Barbara that God changed in 1993. So we must take heed and be careful. Yeah. And again, this morning, I want to remind us of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. All of this help us to remain focused. Think on these things. These are things we need to think on. Whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely. What yields a good report? In other words, what brings a good report? Good report. This is what we want to think on. No hate, no violence, no revenge. No, thinking of what somebody else said or did, and we looking at them. Oh, they did that. Oh, they did. No, we don't want to go there. We don't want to gossip about nobody. We don't want to have unforgiveness in our hearts. Again, this morning, we don't want to cheat, steal, rob nobody. We don't want to lie to nobody. We want to keep it straight. True, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. But to do it, we must stay focused. This is Philippians 4 and 8. And for those of us that think, well, I have to think on these things because of this, this, that, and the other. And if I don't think on it, it can't get done and all of this. But again, if we look at Philippians chapter 3, I believe it is. I'm going there right now to make sure. This is what he said. Well, maybe it's Philippians 4. I believe it's 4 and 19. I'm sorry. I believe it's Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Well, it took me to 1. Y'all wait a minute. Yeah. Now, this is what it says. So that you'll know you can cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You can take all your burden, bills, anything you owe to the Lord and leave it there. You can take your illness, your sickness, your disease, whatever you got, and leave it there. Because he's for us. His word says, if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. Yeah. He know his plan for us, nothing evil. And he's going to bring us to an expected end, a good end. But anything that you think you need, if you believe this, God will supply. If you seek him with your whole heart and lean not to yourself, to your own thoughts. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all you need, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's his son. Yeah. If we can but believe. 20 says, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, after this was said, but my God shall supply. After that was said, he said, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. He let it go. I'm going to just praise you now. I'm going to praise you because I know you're going to supply my need. The earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. No need to worry, let go. And if you're going through something, begin to praise God while you're going through, because he's trying to teach you something. Again, this morning, our trials come to make us strong. After he done had got this word, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now he teaching you, go on and praise God. And in 21, salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with you greet you. Go on and love the people of God. See who you can do something for. See, is it anybody around that needs something I got that I can share? And I know people won't believe this, but oftentimes when God give me a little lump sum of money, I look for people that I can bless. I can bless with a portion of the money that he gave to me. He loves to cheerful giver. Yeah. And I know somebody said, well, see, if you stop giving your money away, you would have some. I don't need it. And the just shall live by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. And all that God give in money, it's not all for me. It's so that somebody else can be blessed. Because if I just took the money and just saved it up, I would have more than enough. To get the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, buy me a Rolls Royce. Huh? Yeah, all kind of craziness. When a family over here is in dire need. When a woman over here with three kids are in dire need. When the man go to work every day and he's not making enough and his family need more food because the kids growing, they eat more. Why wouldn't I bless them with some groceries? Why would I take the money and buy me a Rolls Royce? Why would I take the money and build a house up on the hill with the dog named Fluffy when these families are in dire straits? Somebody needs the electric bill paid. They didn't squander their money. They didn't make enough money. And today, everything looked like it has tripled in price. And if you have children, oh my goodness. And we all need insurance, health insurance, life insurance, car insurance. Some of us need homeowners insurance. It's a lot of different things that's required of a household. And sometimes people need just a little bit of help. They're not coming back every week, oh, you paid my light bill last month. Can I get it this month? No. Because some people understand. I was in dire straits this month, but I'm being as careful as I can with my finances so that next month I don't have to ask anybody. Sometimes people turn the lights off in the house and it's not allowed to come back on until it gets dark. It can be 7 o'clock, but if it's not dark, don't you turn a light on in here, keep them windows open. Because next month, I'm not asking anybody for light bill money, electric money. I'm not asking anybody for water money. We're going to cut back on the water over here. Yeah. So sometimes families do a little suffering so that they can maintain their household. But if we got something or we getting something coming in, we should be willing to share. And not put your focus on it and decide to get more of what you want, more stuff. This is why God blessed me. When I was able, I helped people. I gave when it appeared I didn't have it to give. I needed it for myself, but I trust God. And look here, he began to overload me with stuff. because I was willing to make a sacrifice and help a family, help this homeless person or whatever kind of person. Yeah. God is faithful. I don't want to be greedy. I was just telling Shantae, I'm cleaning out and I'm giving away. I don't want to be a hoarder and greedy. But the stuff was coming so fast. Before I could think of what, yeah. Because usually I clean out before I ask for more. And even in not asking, God put me in a position now where I could have more than I ever had. Sister Irene and I was talking about that. In our older years, we are more blessed than we were in our younger years. And the songwriter, Vic Winans, sung a song that said, my latter years will be greater. And this is what God will do for us. I just wanted to encourage us this morning to look to him, work unto him. Somebody said, well, Barbara, I can't get around like I used. There's a telephone. And I don't know too many people in the United States who don't have a phone, whether it be a government phone or your own personal phone you bought. And some way, somehow, they keep the service on. Yeah, some of us have a phone plan, and we pay every month to keep that phone on. So you can pick the phone up and check on somebody, and not just your relatives, but strangers. Or somebody you just know, but you're not dealing with them every day, but you know this person, you haven't heard from them in a while, pick the phone up and check on them. Not to get the skinny, not to get the dirt now, to find out what's been going on so you can call your cousin on your daddy's side and talk about these people. No, not for that. That gossiping have to go. But you genuinely checking on them to see if there's something you can do for them. Mm-hmm. If you live close to me today, I may be giving some food away. It just depends on how God moves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto him. I had so much to go in the deep freezer. I was trying to think of how to organize. I couldn't even put my mind to it. So I don't like to let stuff sit too long. I don't like old food. I like fresh food just come from the grocery store. And that's the kind of food I want to give. I don't want to be digging in my deep freezer stuff that's been in there 6 months. No, I'm not giving that to nobody. I'm going to eat that. I want to give fresh food away. God is faithful. And I'm thankful unto him. He'll make a way. He'll open a door. He'll prove that he's God. All we got to do is trust him. And it's never about us. Let it be known that it's always about him. Because we're looking to him for all we need. And he's a more than God. Yeah, he's more than we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we're going to our morning prayer. And after our morning prayer, we're coming back with a song of the morning. And after the song of the morning, we're going back in to talk again about the minds. That's our topic today, of godly people, the minds of godly people, because we got to work on getting this godly mind so that not only when Jesus returns he will see us, not only that, but we will live good in this life. We will live life more abundantly. Yeah. And we won't be in a rush to go back with him. We won't be in a rush. Lord, come right now. I've heard people say that. But he's allowing others a chance to come to him. He's even allowing babies that are being born to grow up to come to him. How would you like it if you wasn't ready and God came? You wouldn't like that. So he's given us more opportunity, more time. Oh, I thank him for giving me more time to get it right with him. I just don't want to leave here any kind of way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, we're going to this prayer, and after morning prayer, then we will go to one more song and back to our topic. Yeah. But let's pray. I tell you what, let's pray this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we can come boldly before your throne of grace and make our petition known unto you. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. That Father, not only you hear, but God, you answer. We thank you that you care for us. We thank you that you look beyond our fault and yet meet our needs. Father, we deserve nothing but death, but you made a way. And you, with your love and your grace and your mercy, you keep us here. You've kept us, and we're thankful. We woke up this morning, clothed in our right minds, with use and activity of limbs, life, health, and strength because of you. You designed it. It was your pleasure to do it for us this morning. And Father, we thank you. We thank you that the joy of you is our strength. We thank you for happiness in the midst of troubled times. We thank you that we can do all things through your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthened us. We thank you this morning again, Father, that you made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And Father, you stamped it right there. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Again, we're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We're not just conquerors. We're more than. We can do much more, Father, because you gave it to us. We come this morning, bow down in thanksgiving, praise and worship. We come this morning to lift you up. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. Oh, you've done great and mighty things. You're doing great and mighty things. You will continue to do great and mighty things for your people. Oh, we love you this morning. Father, it was you who first loved us. We're grateful unto you this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're always there on our side. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you today. Hallelujah. Because you've shown your love. Oh, you yet hold the land back from the sea from the land, the sun from the earth from the sun, the moon from the earth from the moon for our sake. You continue to change the seasons for our sake. And Father, we thank you. You made us for your pleasure. And you were satisfied with what you made. And even though we went wrong because we come from a sinful nature, you made a way for us. And you yet look beyond our faults and continue to meet our needs. We thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you that you haven't left us. We thank you that you continue to keep us, oh God. We're grateful unto you this morning. We can't say thank you enough for all you've done. Hey, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're not always thankful for the small things, as we call them, God. We run out when you give us big ticket items, as they call it, the house on the hill, the car, the money, the job. Oh, we love you then. We're talking about your wondrous works, but when you just cause us to breathe, wake us up in our right minds. Father, we take many things for granted that you're doing, but if you take it away, we'll suffer. And you know it, so God, you don't move it. You keep it right there for us, in spite of us, and we thank you this morning. We can't say thank you enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today, God. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We can't say thank you enough. We've denied many things, but this morning, Lord, we want to thank you for all you've done. For things we forgotten, we thank you. Thank you for your many blessings, seen and unseen, because you keep us, Lord, from hurt, harm, or danger. Keep our families, keep our friends, food on the table, roof over our head, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, jobs, finances. We may not be rich, but God, you provide enough to keep us going, and we thank you. And we don't want to take anything for granted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You didn't have to do it, but yet you did, and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come this morning, bow down, asking for forgiveness of all our sins and all our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet this morning, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us today from all unrighteousness. Father, give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for forgiveness. Thank you for putting our sins and wrongdoings in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. Father, we thank you again for looking beyond us and yet being on our side. Help us to cast our cares upon you, for Father, you care for us. Help us to continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you, the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. We thank you this morning. Father, we ask that those that are sick here, Father, that you would heal this morning. We know you took a beating for the healing of the nation. We know that you're the God that healed all manner of sickness and disease. Do it for us. And God, if we're eating wrong, if we're thinking wrong, whatever the cause is that caused this illness, God, whatever wrong we did to cause the illness to come, Father, we ask that you would forgive us and that you would heal, that you would set our minds straight, that you are a healer, and that we would believe and trust your healing power. In the name of Jesus, thank you this morning. Father, bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people this morning, preachers, Israel and Jerusalem, our brothers and sisters everywhere overseas, America and the leadership of America, have mercy this morning and bless as only you can do. Father, bless every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives this morning and the podcasts. Lord, we ask that you would move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Bless these, your people. Lord, there are faithful listeners come every morning. There are new listeners come every morning. And God, we ask that you would move for them right here in the name of Jesus. Father, bless Brother Jermaine this morning, whatever the cause may be for him. Move in a mighty way. Continue to raise Sister Irene up, touch and heal her body. Touch and heal Sister Jerry this morning, God. Sister Sherry this morning. You know what they're going through. You know what the body is going through. But Father, you're the God that healeth thee. You've sent your word and your word heal. Do it today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because we want to be serious in this faithful walk with you. We don't want to give way to our flesh, God, to the natural man or woman. But we want to give all we can to the Spirit. Stir up the gifts in us this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, give us spiritual energy like never before. Give us spiritual energy that God will obey you. Give us physical energy this morning, oh God, that we can get done the things that you would have us to do. Again, touch and heal spiritually, mentally, and physically this day in the name of Jesus. Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here. Move in a mighty way for your people. Open every spiritual ear and let them hear what the Spirit have to say to the church today. And God, let not a word fall on stony ground. Father, don't let the enemy choke it out of nobody. But God, they'll remember for the rest of their days and walk up right before you in faith and in trust in our God, Jehovah, who have all power. Oh, through your Son, Jesus Christ, this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you for hearing And we thank you for answering our prayers. Father, we thank you for the financial miracles you're sending our way right now. Thank you, Jesus. Loose our money angels, God, to go get our money. Money answers all things. Money makes us happy, Father. It makes us glad. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to be able to bless somebody else. Or we're going to be able to bless a family, a child, a woman, a man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Or we give you glory. And we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. And Father, anything that we forgot, we ask that you would take it up. Those that are job seeking, Lord, you know where the right position is for them, the right company where they'll be a perfect fit. Oh, the company will be happy and blessed, and they will be happy and blessed. We bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming against it this morning in the name of Jesus. And we loose your blessing of position and work unto your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor and all the praise. Again, in Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank him. We thank him. We can't help but thank him this morning for all he's doing for us. Listen, yesterday, and I know this week, that enemy was mad with me. That devil was 38 hot with me, binding him up. Binding up anything that's not like Jesus coming our way, and then we ask God to rebuke him. We loose good things from God to us. So yesterday I was hacked. Went to click off of Facebook and it went crazy. And so the people who was hacking me, they did all of this and had me to call this number because I forgot you unplugged, you cut the computer off right quick and unplug it. And I'm dealing with the hacker on the phone. But I had gone to the restroom and I told God, to my bathroom, brother, and I had told God what I wanted, and I come on out of there, and I wasn't down by the way I sat down. Yeah. And then he reminded me, call Hewlett Packard. They made the computer. They could tell you all about it. So the man went through it to make sure, you know, whatever could be done. This morning I was able to change some things around. And we moving on in Jesus, because I was concerned about doing the show. Nothing else, really. Emails and all of that, okay, well, blah, 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 blah. I was concerned about the show. So God bless me that I could be here this morning and talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. So look, y'all pray with me, please. I'm thinking about maybe some dry good bags is what I'm going to call them. What I'm thinking about, Rose Brown, I see you down there. You say, Barbara, I heard from you. Pick that phone up and call me. You know I'm busy. You know how I roll. Pick that phone up and send me a text and say, call me. Yeah, so we can talk right quick. Yeah. But I was thinking of this. I was thinking of putting beans and peas and rice in a bag. And I have a corner I want to go on, and the people can pull up there and get their bag. Hopefully they may not even have to get out the car. I can just hand the bag across the table and they ride out. That's one project I want to be working on, because the Lord showed me something and I was just too excited. Another project, I would like to give veterans, I think I'm pronouncing it right, because I favor them. I really do favor all veterans, because they went to do what we couldn't. And because of what they did and what they're doing, I'm able to sit here and do Jesus in the morning. I'm able to shop when I get ready. I'm able to travel when I get ready. My grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my children are safe because they went to serve to keep us safe. I think it's only fair that we treat them fair. I think when veterans come home, I think they should be given a place to live. I think they should be given a car to drive. I think they should be given a job. And these jobs should be considered federal jobs. And they get paid according to their positions. So that no veteran have to be homeless, hungry, and if they have addictions and all these things, before you release to come back, you got to sign up to go get the kind of help you need. If it's mental health, and I'm sure every one of them have mental health because of what they went to do to keep us safe. So they should get top-notch help, mental help. They should have a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and they should have these things if they need medication. And they're willing to give them medication if they need it. The chaplain should be on his or her job. The churches, the pastors of churches should be on their job going to see about these veterans. So I have a place that's selling me hoodies. And I'm sure if I buy enough, there'll be like $29, $39 a piece. And every vet can get a hoodie with the branch of military that he's been in. I was just going to do it for all veterans, even those who have come home. But I think I thought of giving to the veterans that's serving. If you're in the military now, then you can send me your military picture, tell us what branch, and tell us a little bit about you, and we will pull the names and see who get a hoodie. I'd like to do that once a week. That's just a little contribution from Jesus in the Morning to veterans. And whatever else I can do for them, I'm willing. The ones that have already served and come home, I'm willing to be a blessing unto them as well. Because 10 years ago, they could have been serving. 10 years ago, I was doing Jesus in the Morning. 10 years ago, I was living, I was eating, I was shopping. Yeah. So we want to remember our veterans. We don't want to forget the vets. And keep them in prayer. Yeah, God gave that to me. Nobody else could have gave that to me but him. No one else could have given me that but Almighty God that have all power. Yeah, to have a heart for vets. Yeah. I can remember when I was so shocked to see women wanting to go and, you know, be soldiers. I was like, what in the world? Who want to crawl on the ground in mud and where she at? But I got to see. Because they didn't all go for nursing now. Yeah, and then some women, they were nurses and they volunteered in different areas to go and serve, you know, to help out during war times and all of this stuff. We can send even care packets. You used to could. I don't know about now. But you used to could send care packets to the veterans. Yeah. And so I like all that kind of caring on here. I really do. And when I see one in a uniform, I have to respect them. Yeah. You went to do what I couldn't. I was in a dollar store, a Family Dollar. And his vet come in his uniform, you know, took his hat off, put it under his arm or whatever they do. And he went on through the store. And then by the time I got to the line, it wasn't long before he got to the line. And when I looked back, I said, how you doing? He said, all right. I said, thank you so much for your service. He said, you're welcome. Everybody in that line told him thank you. Yeah, so he went out the store feeling like the big man. I know he felt good. Wow. Yeah, because they don't get that all the time. People just walk by them, look at the uniform, pay no attention. But I see that uniform, it means something to me. Yeah. And look, y'all pray for Mr. Trump. Yeah, pray for Mr. Donald Trump. Yeah, I think he and Mr. Joe Biden is running against each other. And with what has happened under the administration of Mr. Joe Biden, y'all keep him in prayer too. Keep his family in prayer. Yeah. We never know what's going on with people. We don't know. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So we keep things in prayer. Prayer will fix it every time. Man ought to always pray and not think. Pray without ceasing. We always got something to pray for. And many times we don't know what to pray for. That's why we consult God. Lord, pray through me. Lord, help me to pray today. I don't know what to pray for. And he'll begin to use you. That was him praying earlier. That wasn't me. I can't think like that. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. And I depend on him. Listen, I'm not playing with you. I depend on God. Some days I don't go nowhere because I'm dependent on him. And I don't feel him leading me out. Got to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Listen, we're going to our next song. And when we come back, we're coming back with our topic, The Minds of Godly People. The Minds of the Godly. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one. Bishop Neil Robeson this morning, Power Lord. I like this little number. Going on. Jesus told them, go there and wait. I'll send the Holy
May nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by the word and not my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions. And keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Help me to embrace what comes my way as an opportunity rather than a personal inconvenience. And finally, help me to rest in the truth of Psalm 86:13. Great is your love toward me. You already see the ways I will fall short and mess up. But right now, I consciously tuck your whisper of absolute love for me into the deepest part of my heart. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance. You love me, warts and all. That's amazing. But what's most amazing is that the Savior of the world would desire a few minutes with me this morning. Lord, help me to forever remember what a gift it is to sit with you like this. Amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory and the honor and the praise. We thank him, Evangelist House's sent me a message. I got to write him back right quick. Okay, I'm doing the show this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God opened doors. He make ways. He bring things back, all kind of things. And when I'm thinking, I'm just resting. I don't have. He'll bring something up for me. And so I am thankful for what he sent my way. That's work that won't burn up before me when I obey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So look, we're going back to look at Philippians 4 and 19. And there's another scripture that we are going to take a look at as well. But my God, he's saying here, and I believe this is Apostle Paul, and he loved the Philippians. He loved the brethren over there. I mean, brothers and sisters. And evidently, he knew, well, God knew that we were going to go through from time to time, and that, you know, we would need some things. And we would suffer in this life, and many times people can't pay bills, and that's a big thing with them, because no one want to lose the roof over their head. No one want to lose the bed that they sleep in. Nobody want to walk around hungry. Nobody want to go out naked, bare feet. They want shoes, they want clothes, and an income to provide for themselves. And this is of great importance to us to know that God shall supply all. A-L-L, that's a big word. He's teaching here, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. Now, if we can believe this morning, this is what God is going to do. And sometime in our younger years, we can endure some things better than we can in our older years. So in our younger years, we spry, we can work long hours, we can do different things, we can shower, get dressed right, you know, hair in place, we can hold down a job. Sometime in our younger life, we volunteer and help out somewhere. But we receive Jesus. And when we truly lean and depend on him, things are not going to be as worse as it could. He's not giving you all that you're going to get. because your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard the things that God have in store for you. You haven't seen or heard about it yet or received it yet. But you receive Jesus, and as you keep learning about him, as you continue with your prayer life, your Bible study life, you're going to have some good days, yet you're going to have some hills to climb. You're going to have some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when you think about it, when you look and think, you'll realize all of your good days outweigh your bad days, and no need to complain. Because you went through with him. You went through with Almighty God that have all power. He was right there with you the entire time. Things could have been so much worse, but he fixed many things on your behalf. You didn't have all of your rent money. You didn't have all of your mortgage money. But yet they gave you time to come up with it. They didn't throw you out. They gave you time to come up with the money. That's God. So you begin to learn some things about him and how he operates. Sometimes you ask for things, he'll move right now. Within the next hour, you have it. Sometimes you ask for things and it be days, it be weeks, it be months, it can even be years. But what you ask for, if you did not get it right away, it wouldn't kill you. It wasn't unto death. But God knew the perfect timing for it. He knew when the time was right. I couldn't handle what I have now in my younger years. I wouldn't have known what to do with it. I wouldn't have been able to be a giver. I would have been trying to keep all for me and my kids. I know I wouldn't have been a giver like I am today. So he waited for the perfect timing to bless me. Now I can be a cheerful giver. I can give to others. I'm not rich. I don't have a lot in finances, but I have enough that I can share with somebody else. Yeah. I have enough that I can give somebody a bag of food. Fresh. Just come out the grocery store, nothing stored up. And I noticed that before. God began to bless me. I had so much food, I'm just calling. I couldn't even give it away, all of it. But then he showed me. Did you try right here? Try that family right there. And when I went over there, they said, yeah. I was surprised. But they said yes to me. But listen. God will make a way, and he'll make us the giver, the lender, and not the borrower. But we need to work unto him. We need to show him how important he is to us, because he showed me daily how important he is to us. I mean, how important we are to him. He showed me daily we are very important to him. Wake me up each morning. Bless me in my right mind that I can come and do Jesus in the morning. God had, God yet worked it out. Ha! My goodness. Glory to his majesty. He's God, and he's God all by himself. Again, the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. But we're going back to look at Philippians 4:19 again. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God, verse 20, and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Because as long as we got Jesus, we should be full. We should be happy. We should have joy. We should have peace. Because we're not doing what the world is doing to bring unhappiness and all this other stuff to us. I know women that they brought it to themselves because they didn't honor the word of God. So they got with a crooked man. They got with a man, he come just to use them. because that's the enemy. He come to kill, steal, and to destroy. Because men don't understand when they come and a woman truly care about them, and she's trying to show them how much she care, and the more she show him how much she care, the worse he treat her. He's not giving her back what she's giving to him. She's doubting herself. She's having second guessing herself. She's, it's just bad. And then when she find out that she has really been used, then she take it in and say to herself, well, you wasn't worthy of him anyway. You wasn't his speed anyway. You was just trying to make it be, but you knew all this craziness. That's not true. Opposite attracts. It's so many things. When we don't rely on God, when we don't depend on his word, it's so many bad things we'll go through. Way worse than a trial. At least going through a trial, you know God is there. And not only that, but this too shall pass. And you will get a lesson out of the trial. But when you're just going through because of your flesh and the sinful nature, you just letting the sinful nature take over and just have its way. You just letting lust consume you. You suffer more. But the trial, you can praise God in the midst of the trial and he will bless you. He'll strengthen you and lighten the load of the trial, but you still got to endure. You got to finish it out. We can even praise our way through a trial, but he's the one who can supply the need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We got to praise him after we remember this, after we believe this. We need to praise God because he's doing it. Then we need to look around and see who we can help, where they at. If you're a church member, and you know there are some members in there that, you know, in dire straits, then you want to help them out. I'm not saying get your paycheck and take it over there to them when you know you got bills to pay. I'm not saying just clean your pantry out and your freezer and refrigerator out and know you got to eat the rest of the week. No, that's not what I'm saying. Give what you can, when you can, where you can. And I used to be a person, I give to the Salvation Army and complain to my, oh, they just going to make money off the stuff. That's not my business. I gave. It is what it is. It's a gift. And once you give it, you can't tell people how to control what you gave them if you're saying it's a gift. Pray, Barbara. Tell God about it and let God work it out if that's what you're thinking. But you should be thinking that. Give from a giving heart. Tell the Lord, thank you that you got something to give. Yeah. So you want to be a blessing unto others. Even in the midst of your trial, while you going through, see who you can help. Because you going through this situation. Somebody else going through that situation, a totally different situation, and you may be able to be a blessing. You know what? And it don't always take money. It don't always take stuff and things. Sometimes just a little bit of time will work it out. Somebody just needs somebody to talk to. They just needed an ear, a listening ear. And once they talk, they feel so much better. Sometimes in the midst of them talking, they solve their own problems, we could say. In other words, they find out what they need to do. Yeah, people been talking to me and then they say, oh, guess what I didn't do? I didn't pray. Let me pray. Will you pray with me? And if we pray together, he said, well, two or three. He didn't say it had to be a whole bunch. I was telling you about the movie yesterday, The Broken Box. And this was the summary on that. Her and the caseworker was praying. two. I told Shante, I said, see, he said, well, two or three. It was two of them, and look what happened. So sometimes we just need to pray with somebody, pray for somebody. If you know you got a prayer person, intercessor, or a prayer warrior, somebody you know, pray. And you see this situation over here with this family, not just your friends now, because we love to take care of those we love. But how about doing something for a stranger, somebody that you'll never get it back from? And we got to be careful again, because some have entertained angels unaware. So what we want to do is pray for somebody who we don't even know nothing about them, really. They're a stranger, but we see that there's a need. Yeah. Lord, I thank you. Wherever door come open for us to be givers, that's what we should do. And again, it's not always money. It's not always stuff and things. And sometimes it's not time. It's just a quick prayer. And we've given. Sometimes we can give with an encouraging word. Girl, that dress sure look nice on you. That is beautiful. And you see a whole light come to her face. She wasn't looking happy before, but once you said that to her, her whole face, you tell the man, oh, that's a nice haircut right there, clean cut. You'll see a smile come to his face. Thank you. You made his day. You brightened somebody else's day. You made somebody laugh. Because they wouldn't have laughed if you wouldn't have come along. God can use us in many ways. And while we being a blessing to others, he's supplying our need to us. When you turn around and look back, oh, it's taken care of. I give testimony after testimony of the miracles God has worked in my life. Listen, I was in Birmingham, Alabama, and I needed my electric bill paid. They turned my electric off. I prayed the prayer of faith. And until this day, I really don't know who paid that bill. But I went, got the money from my niece, and I went to pay the bill. And when I got there, the lady said, the bill already been paid. I said, what? She said, yeah, the bill has already been paid. I got back home, the electric was still off. I called them. And they said, what? It's off? I said, yeah, but the bill's been paid. They said, don't worry. They came on out and turned it back on. But I had a situation, a person who wanted to come and stay in the house. And she brought some man over there, and they was getting together with witchcraft. Well, it was dark in the house, so she had to go because there wasn't no lights. Huh? He'll work it out for you. I gave that to let you know. It's no situation that he can't fix, but you got to trust him and have patience. You got to stay focused on him and to him, on his word and to his word. We must stay focused, and he'll work it out for our good. Especially, and we're workers unto him. He know we love him. And if he saved you, he called you to something. The scripture says all things must. Well, I'm going to say it like Louis told me to say it, because he said must wasn't in there. I put must in there because God don't lie. But all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. So if he saved you, he called you according to his purpose. And if we love him, because whatever you love, you're going to treat it good. Because you don't want it to go nowhere, because you love it. Women suffer for love. Men suffer for love. She don't like the way he treating her, but she love him. She won't go nowhere. She's willing to stay there and take the treatment. The man don't like what she's saying and how she treat him, but he love her, so he willing to stay there to suffer for love. So if we love God, we must be willing to suffer to show the love, to keep him seeing that we love him. But he's not like man. He loved us first, so the love is coming back. He going to show you, I love him. I read another thing yesterday, or I heard it, because, you know, sometimes TikTok sends stuff through Facebook, and it's a video. And so the man was saying that he was sitting or something, thinking on something. And when he looked up, he saw this bright light, this figure coming. And it was very bright. He said, and it came to him and embraced him and pulled him closer to it. He said, and he knew it was Jesus. He said, he knew it was Jesus. He said, and he whispered in his ear, I love you. Woo-wee. I thought on that thing for a few seconds. You know, if he came to me like that, I'd fall apart. Yeah, he said, came to him and pulled him to him and embraced him. You know, he could feel him. And he just simply said, I love you. My goodness of God. Oh, that was beautiful for me right there. That was more than enough for me right there. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful this morning unto Almighty God, because he had the plan for us. But we need to get with the program, his program. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Keep our mind on him. Delight ourselves in him. Look to the hills again this morning, from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. And know this, he's going to supply them needs. You need to electric, he'll make a way. Talk to him about it. I needed my car fixed. Look, not only did I felt like I needed tires, but I wanted a special kind of tire. I wanted the original tires that the truck came with. I told him about it, and I went on about my business, you see. For my birthday, I end up getting a Michelin tires, yeah. Oh, with the thick rubber, you know what I'm saying. God is faithful. He did that. I wanted the oil change and whatever needed, and they told me what it was, and he blessed me to get a good amount of things done for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get the bike. Don't worry, the bike coming. They say we say bike. We don't say back. We say back like a motorbike, you know. But all of that is coming because he supply. Yeah. If we delight ourselves in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. He gave me the Michelin tires. He had the repairs done to the truck. Delight ourselves in him. And look, I'm trying to do all I can to draw closer in the battle and to do what's true and honest and just and pure and lovely and good report. Because I want to walk in this daily. I don't want to walk around in hate, hurt, gossip, judging. I don't want to do that. And it takes something to get something. Because in this life, it's easy to slip away from that. Easily. This going on, that going on. It's on the left, on the right, in front and back. It's over you, under you. Need is everywhere. So I wanted to share that this morning. And look, if anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one. You may have an announcement you want us to know about. Feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. You may have another scripture that matches this scripture. Press that number one and come in and share. Yeah. I thank God today that we can do this and go on in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So look, I'm going to one more song of the morning. When we come back, the studio is open. Feel free to press that number one again and come in. Hallelujah, Miss Vanessa Armstrong this morning, and peace be still. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're moving right along, and we're going, today is Wednesday, March 13, 2024, and we are going to get our Bible questions done for today. So Sadat will do them next Wednesday. So I decided to do them for today for her. And next Wednesday, she will be back with us in full effect. Yes. And it is already all right today in Jesus' name. The first question this morning says, what does Solomon say is a main characteristic of a lazy man? What does Solomon say is a main characteristic of a lazy man? Feel free to press that number one if you have the answer today to any of these. Feel free to press the number one, and I will wait and let you answer the question. But number one, it says the answer is he slumbers and sleep. And you'll find that in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. And then number two question says, what was unique about the clothing of the Israelites when they wandered the desert for 40 years? What was unique about the clothing of the Israelites when they wandered the desert for 40 years? The answer is their clothing never wore out. And we'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 4. Question number 3 says, according to Proverbs, who are the reward of old men? And the answer is grandchildren. Yeah. According to Proverbs, who are the reward of old men? Grandchildren. And you find that over in Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6. Looking at question number 4, it says, to whom does the following verse refer? And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. That should be an easy one. Yeah. To whom does the following verse refer? And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. The answer is Jesus. And you'll find that over in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. We're going on to question number 5. What was the result of the healed leper spreading the news of his healing by Jesus? What was the result of the healed leper spreading the news of his healing by Jesus? The answer is Jesus had to stay in lonely places. And we'll find that answer over in Mark chapter 1 and verse 45. Because, see, he told them not to tell some things because he knew these high-rolling church folks would come after him. Yeah, so don't tell that I heal you. Just go on about your business. Then they have to, hey, go wash yourself and go tell the priest. Yeah, he gave specific instructions on different things. And he still did that today according to the word. But many times we overlook the instructions because we want the blessing. Yeah. And it's already in Jesus' name. Listen, we're going to get out real early this morning, like an hour or so. As they say, and some change. I have to run out today and run over and do some things. So we're going to end early. But we're praying that the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. I just wanted to encourage you today that God got what you need. And we have not because we ask not. Ask the Lord for what you want and what you need. Yeah. And trust him and believe. He's coming your way. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Listen, tomorrow's Thursday. And if there's anyone who want to think of a topic to talk about, send me a message over on Facebook, or if you have my email address, email me and tell me what the topic is. And you and I can talk about it, and many more may join in on the panel of talking about. So we'll see where that goes and how that's going. And today we thank God again over and over and over. We can never thank him enough for all he has done for us. Yeah, great and mighty things. And so I'm thankful that I'm drawing closer the best that I can in these days unto him, because I always want his will to be done, not mine. And I just ask him to strengthen me as his will is being done. Hallelujah. That I can endure. Hallelujah. Praise him while his will is being done. Thanking him. Thank you, Jesus. All right. If no one have anything to say, we will end early. And I will shower and dress and run to my appointment. All right. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for all that has been said and done. Father, we thank you for your on our side today in spite of us. Lord, you're for us this morning. And your word says if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. Help us to remember this word today, O God. God, the minds of godly people. Help us to remember the godly mind. In Jesus' name. As we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough for hearing and answering our prayers. Father, you said we're two or three, and Lord, here is more. So, Father, we're looking for your answer today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. Hallelujah, honor and praise. And again, we ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. March the 13th, 2024, in Jesus' name. So we're going to this, a little bit of this one song, and afterwards I won't be coming back after the song. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Yeah.